नहीं है।
इफ पॉसिबल कैन यू शेयर द लिस्ट ऑफ फंड हाउसेज हु आर अटेंडिंग द मीटिंग बिफोर आई स्टार्ट द इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ द कंपनी इफ यू डोंट माइंड.
सर इट इज ऑलरेडी शेयर्ड।
ओ फाइन फेयर इनफ.
ओके
हाय एवरीवन, आई एम प्रतीक फ्रॉम एक्सेंड माइक्रोसेल लिमिटेड. सो बेसिकली वी आर एन एसएमई लिस्टेड कंपनी. वी आर इनटू मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ फार्मास्यूटिकल एक्सिपिएंट्स रेंज ऑफ प्रोडक्ट्स. एंड से एट प्रेजेंट वी आर हैविंग टू यूनिट्स. वन इज लोकेटेड इन पिराना एंड सेकंड इट एट दहेज एस सेड. रिसेंटली वी गोट आवर कंपनी लिस्टेड इन द मंथ ऑफ से डिसंबर 23, wherein the fundraising was done for the upcoming unit, wherein we are coming out with three new products line, namely cross carbonyl sodium, CMC and SSD. We started our journey the year 2000, wherein the existing promoter started the business as a partnership firm, and later on in 2012 it was converted into a private limited company. With an intent to go for an IPO, we converted our company from private to limited in the year 2022. And in 2023, we came out with an IPO, and the IPO was quite successful. So at present, the construction of the unit 3 is under process, and we are in line with the target deadlines as set in the DRHP. I think. This is all about company. The name of the promoters are is Vasant Patel is the chairman of the company. Ghanshyam Patel is the managing director of the company. Mr. Nitin Patel is an executive director of the company. Mr. Vinod Patel is also an executive director of the company. Apart from the core directors who are the promoters of the company, we have three independent directors in place as well. So I would like to say open the floor for the fund houses to have to start the question and answer round so that the meeting can be as precise as possible.
हेलो, कैन आई स्पीक?
Yes, please.
मैम जस्ट अ सेकंड, विल गो, प्लीज रेज योर हैंड्स टू आस्क योर क्वेश्चन, देन विल आस्क यू टू अनम्यूट। विल टेक द फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम मिस्टर सीए वरुण अग्रवाल।
Yes, please.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and thank you for taking this initiative of conducting this call. So this new Unit 3, which is under construction right now, can we expect this to get operational in April this year, April 25?
Sir, we are in line with the DRHP timeline that is set in place, and read with as we are a hardcore pharma company, so there will be that you one must expect a delay of couple of months, taking into account stability approval and certain statutory requirements to
Okay.
start exporting the goods from Unit 3. So
Okay.
more or less, we can say that. Plus or minus 1 or 2 months at the most, we can start or expect the commercial production to begin and dispatch from the unit 3.
Okay. And the existing capacities we are already using at 100%, right? I mean the full
Sir,
utilization.
for unit 1, it is at 100%. For unit 2, that is located in Dahej SEZ, it is around 95%. As 1 year back, we have received an enhanced permission from GPCB for 100 metric ton per month additional capacity at our Dahej units. So it turns out to be around 95% at Dahej unit.
Okay, so that means compared to FY24, this year FY25 also we will see some growth at least. It is not going
Definitely,
to
yes,
be
sir.
a flat year.
Definitely, nominal growth can always be expected, which can be, I think,
Okay, and
which is
when?
quite visible from the financials that has been
Yes.
declared for the period ended 30th September 2024.
Yes. So in this new unit which gets functional in FY26 at the end of the first year, that is March 26, approximately how much can be the utilization level?
Sir, on a conservative
Just
basis, we can expect the utilization to be around 50 to 60%. Taking into account read with the number of months for which the plant will be useful for the entire commercialization.
You are talking about the new unit utilization of 50%, right?
Around 50 to 60%, sir. I am being conservative here, but yes, 50-60%. Take into account stability approval norms and certain requirements based upon the, say, for example, if in Europe you want to start exporting the goods, will require a certification named EXIPAC. So
Right.
there will be certain certifications depending upon the country in which goods are supplied. So
Right.
accordingly, we are expecting say minimum capacity utilization of around 60%, 50 to 60% in the first year.
Right.
Yes,
And
sir.
compared to the existing capacities, how much capacity we are adding additional in Unit 3?
Sir, unit 3, say the monthly capacity will be around 200 metric ton, taking into account premium range of excipients products that what we are coming out with. The say if we talk about the delta, or rather the sales price of CCS, there's a new product what we are coming out, is almost
Yes.
4 times higher than what the existing product portfolio is. So if example we
Wow.
are selling MCC at around 200 rupees, the selling price of CCS on a conservative basis is around 800 rupees per kg.
You said 200 metric tons per month or 400?
So 200 metric ton per month for unit 3.
Right. And as far as I understand, CCS is a better margin product than MCC, right?
It's far better margin product than what MCC offers.
Okay, I'll give others a chance and come back in the queue. Thank you, sir.
Definitely our pleasure, sir.
Thank you.
Hello, can I ask my question?
Yes, please.
Thank you, sir, for the brief explanation. Sir, I had a question. Just one follow-up question on the Unit 3, where you mentioned that the utilization for FY26 would be 50-60%. So in the first year, how much top line do you expect to be contributed to that in the first year of commercialization from Unit 3?
Present, it will be difficult to quantify it, taking into account UPSI norms in place, but roughly 70 odd crores we can expect at least, if not more.
70 crores.
On standard basis for unit three.
Oh yeah, unit 3, correct. Okay. So, sir, the next question that I have is, I understand that we source wood pulp sheet from the global market. So, sir, how do you hedge yourself against the changes in the price? And do you have any policy of immediate price pass on to customers?
Basically, there are two policies that are in place. Say, first of all, there's a concept of natural hedge which is applicable to us. Say, if you are exporting X amount of say raw material from various countries, then we have X into three export receivables, so that it is an import is already automatically hedged. Apart from that, we have hedging policy and educate facility with bankers, wherein the exchange rate has been taken care of. Fluctuation in the exchange rate is already taken care of.
And sir, do you immediately pass on the changes in the price to customers?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, I wanted to understand how much benefit as a company we are reaping from importing the raw material rather than purchasing it from the domestic market.
The basic source of raw material that we use is wood pulp. Basically, whatever the manufacturers of wood pulp in India is locally consumed by them for captive consumption. So naturally, all the say producer of excipients range of manufacturer who is producing MCC generally imports the raw material to the extent of our understanding.
So,
So
sir,
it is
what
always,
benefit you get? Pricing
sorry,
or
yeah, pricing is the biggest benefit what we get, and apart from that, unit two is located in the SEZ, so we have pricing benefit in terms of say saving of BCD and say working capital benefit also there, as no duties and taxes are levied.
okay.
The
Sir,
import
can you
prices,
quantify the number if that's possible? A ballpark number?
the import pricing say is around 5 to 7 rupees cheaper than what we try to procure through local markets.
Okay. Okay, got it, got it. Sir, the other question that I wanted to understand was, I believe that you have a player called Sigachi as your competitor in the market. So, sir, that company is achieving an EBITDA margin of 21 to 22% in the past couple of years, and we as a company are in the range of 15 to 16%. So, sir, I wanted to understand, being an apple to apple comparison for your company, and both the companies are importing the raw material. How is that company able to have a higher margin compared to us? Because, sir, on my research, I found that they have 10% better material costing as compared to our company. So, sir, how do you justify the changes in the higher pricing of the materials that you are procuring?
It will be technical for me to explain, but I will try my best to answer it. So basically, if we say differentiate the nature of raw material that is used by various manufacturers, there are basically two types of raw material, that is Rhea Vocacia and SAPI. So majorly what MCC we produce is most of the component of SAPI is used. The prices of SAPI is say almost 20 rupees higher than the prices of Rhea and Vocacia. So, as per our company policy, we don't prefer to comment about what the procurement practices competitor is following. But to the extent what we understand that our purchasing power is quite competitive and read with the selling prices in the market what is going on. So, if we want to, we cannot only compare the import prices of the raw material. We need to understand the selling prices of the say competitor as well. So, to the extent what we understand, our selling prices are also more competitive than what competitor might be offering.
Okay, got it, sir. And so the last question before I move back to the queue is, sir, I understand that this is a sector where there are a lot of global players as well as a lot of unlisted players in the market. So, sir, what is it that you are doing that helps you to keep the customers with you for a long time? Is it on the better pricing that you provide them, or a better quality of products that you provide them? How do you make sure that the customer is with you and not hops on to the other player in the market?
Yeah, with us, our global business head, Rafi Singh, who will be able to justify your concern.
Okay, hi. The main reasons are the consistency of the delivery on time, our investment in R&D, and various packaging options. And this will be the main USP as compared to our competitors we are having.
Okay. And the last question, sir, is can you just give a ballpark a number for future years, like 25, 26, 27?
Madam, we can share the utilization level at on a financial year basis. To quantify it at this point of time will be premature for us.
Can you share the utilization level?
Say as discussed, we are expecting 50% capacity utilization in the next year, 75% odd in the say financial year 27, and around 90% in financial 28
So this is
from
for the
unit three.
new right?
For new unit, obviously, yes. For existing two units, it will be 95 to 100%.
Okay, and we aspire to maintain the same EBITDA margins and PAT margins going forward.
Naturally, it will be on the higher side, taking into account the premium range of excipient product that we are coming out with.
So can you give, will that be possible to quantify, like a ballpark number for EBITDA and PAT?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, please try to cater three questions per person so that everyone can get a chance to ask. We'll take the next question from Mr. Nitin.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. Sir, my basic question was, for last year, I have seen the fixed assets have rose from 29 crore to 46 crore in September, but the turnover, there is nothing has reflected like that. So, what was for the fixed asset? What you have capitalized?
Sorry, sir. I'm not sure whether the figures that what you are stating, we are able to understand your precise requirement that what you are looking for.
No, my basic question was, if I see the, okay, what I want to understand
Yes, sir.
that In March 2024, your fixed asset was around around 29 crore. After that, it has went to 46 crore. What you have capitalized? Meaning what capitalization has done?
Sir, the procurement of land out of internal accruals for Unit 3 has been capitalized.
Okay. And
rest of the things are kept CWIP, so it will be capitalized once the commercial production is initiated.
Okay. And when I was going through your working capital cycle, there it has major changes done in last 2 to 3 years. If I see, like, debtors days has increased drastically from 38 to 56, then 80, and in when your days payable also, like, from 106 to 48. So this is changes reason, any specific reason?
Sir, in addition to catering to export market, we are targeting MNC companies based in India. For example, Dr. Reddy's, Etro, Growing Pharmaceuticals. These are the few instances what I'm referring to. So generally, they work on a higher credit terms basis. So if you want to have an entry for this kind of players, we need to be liberal in terms of certain payment terms. So at an initial phase of time, just to have an entry into type with a good companies, certain liberal credit terms are given by the company.
Okay. And basically, sir, what should be the margin, operating profit margin should be minimum and maximum margin, what we can expect, sir, in this business?
Sir, for the current fiscal, it will be in line with the finances that what you have said up to 30th September 2024.
Pardon, sir, again?
Sir, for current financial year, the margins are in line, should be in line with what we have shared with the half-year result that has been declared by us.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Vyom, you can ask your question now.
Yes, hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So mainly on the new product side, mainly SSG and CMC. So these would also be the... These would also be the 800 rupees per kg realization or more?
Yes, this is Vasant Patel. If we talk about compared to microcrystalline cellulose, already shared by and mentioned by Mr. Pratik, so our CCS would be around, you can say, compared to microcrystalline cellulose, that would be 4x. And compared to microcrystalline cellulose, CMC would be 2x, and the same line of SSG.
SSG would also be 2x, right?
Yes, yeah, 2x.
And these would be higher margin product, right?
Yeah, of course, yes.
What would be the margin?
So if we take into account for cross-terminal sodium CCS, that would be around 30% margin.
Okay, and SSG and CMC?
SSG and CMC, the same would be 20 to 25%.
Okay, sir. And on the new plant which we are looking for, the MCC, for which we are doing the rights.
Okay.
What would be the capacity of this plant, and what are the timeline we're looking at?
Sir, I hope you are referring to the right issue what we are coming out with.
Yes, sir.
Sir, timeline will be premature to comment as LOF is not finalized yet, and we are awaiting the in-principle approval from the regulatory authorities. But we are coming out with a new plant of MCC that will be a brownfield project with a capacity of 1,000 metric ton per month.
Okay, sir. And also, sir, if I want to understand the industry of MCC, how much of this would be organized versus unorganized?
Sir, Ashish Singh, Global Business Head, will revert to this question, please.
Okay,
yeah,
sir.
I mean, the organized business will be somewhere around 70%. And that will be coming from our regular and ongoing overseas customer. And the 30% will be from the unorganized business.
Okay, sir. And also, sir, if I see MCC market has been growing at around 8%. And we, over the period of 3 years, have been growing at 20-23%. So how much of this 20-23% is value growth and how much of it is volume growth?
Sir, it's almost a combination of 50-50% as we are able to explore new applications for MCC and taking into account around 70% of our total revenue comes out of export. Generally, the say increase in the price of dollar, that is, and depreciated INR results into an automatic result into an higher realization in INR as well.
Okay, sir. And just last question before I join the queue. What would be our market share in India right now?
It will be somewhere around 10-15%.
And of for our competitors?
Competitors, Sigachi will be on the same level as we are, and rest of the companies
I know.
will be somewhere around
Balance.
The balance will be with the other competitors.
Okay, sir, got it. I'll join back the queue.
Mr. Prasad, you can ask your question now.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. So the three products, the unit three will be dedicated for the three new products that we are going to manufacture, is it right?
For the initial fundraising, it will be for dedicated for three products, and for the further fundraising that what you are coming out with, it will be dedicated for a single product, namely microoxidation and cellulose. It will be a brownfield project for us.
Brownfield on the same site, is it?
In similar lines with unit one and unit two.
Sorry?
Sir, it will be, say, we are going to produce MCC in out of the process of right issue. This is
Okay, that
a
will be
main
the brownfield
this is a
will
main raw, this is a main finished good that we produce and sell currently.
the brownfield will be at unit three itself.
Sir, it will be an expansion of unit three tentatively.
Got it. And the unit three that we are going to start from April, May 25, the capacity is fungible between the three products or there are dedicated units?
Sir, it will be roughly, it will 80% will be 80% will be comprising of CCS and 10% each for CMC and SSG, taking into account high value product CCS and margin involved in it.
Okay. And what kind of export to domestic sales are you looking from unit three? The ratio between exports to domestic sales from that plant?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Sorry, sir. There was some network issue. Now it's audible.
Yeah, so from the Unit 3 plant, which is going to be operational in a couple of months, what will be the proportion of exports and domestic sales?
On standard basis, it will be around 60% will be exports and 40% will be domestic. As we want to ensure that capacity utilization reaches at a higher level from the commencement of production.
Okay, and once we start the process of putting up the brownfield unit for MCC plant at unit three, so how much time would it take for the plant to be operational?
Sir, there will be a gap of around 3 to 4 months for both the plants to get commercialized. It will be a kind of an to a certain level parallel construction or rather a parallel functioning of the units, because the land we have already acquired for it. Even the land development work has been taken care of for expansion related to MCC.
So you're saying once we start commence the work for the brownfield expansion, it will take 4 months for the plant to be operational, MCC plant to be operational.
In a way, yes, sir. We have already acquired the land, and the land development work has been taken care of.
Okay, and any estimated timeline on when you'll finish, when you'll start commencing this plant expansion? Any rough timeline?
Sir, it will be premature for me to comment about it,
Okay.
as the rights issue has not been yet completed. But say, on a conservative basis, roughly we can say by the end of current calendar year.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you. I'll fall back in the queue.
Thank you.
We'll take the next question from Mr. Rishi.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, please.
So, typically, could you give me an example of, in your exports and domestic, what are the pricing terms and contract terms? Are these long-term contracts where you deliver monthly quantity, or are these short-term contracts which you have to again do business development on? So, on your sales pipeline, could you just show, tell us, or are you in an industry jahan pe itna demand hai and your buyers are saying give us more, and which is why you're expanding.
We see when it comes to global business, most of our contracts are on annual basis. As compared to domestic, it is on a business-to-business basis.
Delivery basis, okay.
Yes, and when it comes to payment terms, most of our global business, they are on a scanned document basis. And if it is a new business, then the company's policy is that we work on an advance basis for the first 6 months of the business. When it comes to domestic, it is anywhere from 90 days maximum.
Okay. And
And
since you're supplying on the BRICS countries,
yes.
have you faced any bad debts or late receivables with the old buyers?
No, God has been very kind. There is no such bad debts from any of the global customers.
And these annual contracts, do they have monthly delivery scheduled, and
Yes.
the pricing term is on BOM or some of the ingredients are variable? Because that's the first question which Ayushi also asked, that your raw material is highly volatile,
I
and
mean, see,
while your contracts are long-term contracts or 1 year contracts, so you are buying something around the year, but your price is fixed on the day one when you make I sign the contract, right?
okay, I mean, see, the dispatch is yes, when it comes to annual contract, it is on a monthly basis. When it comes to pricing, we do not fix a price because the market itself is very volatile sometimes. So it all depends on the pricing of freight apart, shipping line charges, and the raw material charges. So yes, we do not give a commitment for on an annual basis to the global customers.
So every month is when you discuss a price with the global customer. You have a formula saying that this is the raw material rate, and therefore this is what I'll price you.
Mostly it is on a quarter-to-quarter basis. Yes.
Okay. And with this expansion you're looking at in the next 2.5 years, will the same supplier buyers be the ones consuming this supply of yours, or you'll have to go out in the market and create new demand?
See, we have a very strong customer base globally. So yes, the customer will remain same, but then we are also getting requirement from many of the new companies, MNCs as well, in the last couple of months. So it will be a combination of the ongoing customers plus the new customers.
What will be the ratio? So let's say you produce 100 more with a new unit. Would 50 or 60 be absorbed by the old customers?
60 to 70% with the ongoing customers, and 30% will be for the new business.
And this is a new business in the same country as you're already functioning in, not new geographies.
Yes, it will be in the same countries, and some of the companies are from different countries as well.
Which countries are you currently exploring for the new business development?
Well, mostly in countries like Colombia, Peru, Dominican Republic, and some of the South Asian continents, countries.
Okay. And who is your the largest buyer constitutes what percentage of your sales, if I have to look at that?
Largest buyer will be well, the largest buyers, they come from US and Europe, and the quantity is what they are procuring is around 8 to 10%.
Single buyer, there's single buyer, right?
Yeah, single buyer, yes.
And top five buyers will be approximately 50% or 30%.
Yes, sir. Top 5 is around 50% and top 10 is around 65%.
Okay. And you mentioned that you have invested a heavy in R&D. I only have your last year financials with details. You only had one employee in R&D. What have you expanded your R&D team to now since March?
Yes, so far actually, at present we have one plus more two people actually we have included for our R&D team. So at present we have three R&D people.
Okay.
And if we talk about for last couple of months time development, particular for from R&D side, so we have a couple of combination of microcrystalline cellulose, and of course, yes, we have also major tap in terms of cost saving.
Sorry, what? Cost saving? I didn't
Cost
get that.
saving.
Cost saving.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That'll be all. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We'll take the next question from Ms. Nupur. Mr. Utkarsh, you can ask your question.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time out, sir. Can you just to continue the previous discussion, can you like throw some light on how you structure your overseas sales? Do you use distributor or are there any direct sales channels that you have with your customers?
See, our main business model, we prefer working with a distributor. Yes, if we have an end user in a country and if it doesn't fall in the list of the distributor, then yes, we will do a direct business, but our main model is with the distributor.
All right. So, how much of the revenue can we say comes from direct and from distributors?
80% from distributor and 20% from the end users.
All right. And we manufacture almost more than 20 different grades of MCC. So, any difference between the top selling grades and their primary application? Any key difference that is there?
Yeah, of course, if we talk about all grades of microcrystalline cellulose, generally it is vary of particle size, bulk density, and degree of polymerization. And of course, yes, loss on drying.
All right, just the last question from my end. What's the breakup between various industry like pharmaceutical, nutraceutical, and cosmetics? And I believe the pharma contributes the largest portion. So, any avenues where you see like giving more weight to other sectors as well?
I mean, see, the major sector is pharma sector, which comprises around 60% of the business. Then comes nutraceutical, which is around 20%. 15 is from food and rest from other industry.
And how do we see it going forward? Do we see the same sort of breakup of various industry?
We will be seeing a rise in pharma and nutra segment a lot.
All right. Thank you so much.
Mr. Neil, you can ask your question now.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. I joined the call a little bit late. Could you just tell me, how's the business environment shaping up? Like, do you think inquiries are good and the next 2 3 years should be decent as what it was for past 2 3 years for you?
Yes, according to our track record, and we have experience particular of these segments. So for more than two decades, we are into this segment. And of course, yes, the way we have set up the market with our all business associates, of course, yes, we are very much sure about to lead further couple of years to maintain the same.
So, no, basically, you think the business environment is robust going forward?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Also, I just wanted to reconfirm some of the things I heard, the timelines. So from what I understand, that the Unit 3, which is under construction, which was the Greenfield project, that should be done by May 2025.
Yes, sir. Read with certain stability approval norm that is applicable for a pharma unit.
Correct. So by May 25, we should have commercial production starting over there, or it'll take a little more longer to start commercial production?
Sir, at least for domestic market, we'll be able to sell by the end of May or from the starting of June. For export market, it might take a couple of months more, taking into account various regulatory approach that is required. For example, as I have stated earlier, Exipact for Europe. So our major customer base for CCS is going to be Europe. So Exipact is the name of certificate that we are supposed to obtain to ensure that goods are exported to European countries.
Okay. Okay. So basically, the construction work is about to get done. I mean, it's almost largely done.
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. And now that I'm understanding is that we are doing a brownfield, which is a phase two at the Unit 3.
Exactly.
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
For which we are doing the rights issue.
Yes, please.
And that will take another 4 months. So am I correct to understand that September 25 is when this phase two gets done, or it'll get done simultaneously in May 25?
No, sir. If we talk about, I will try to be a bit, conservative here. We are expecting it to be, complete commercialized by the, maybe in the last quarter of 2026.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I thought. So basically, the construction gets done by September, but commercial production starts in Q4 of FY26. Am I
exactly.
More or less? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And you also said earlier in the call, which I heard, that you expect FY26 utilization levels to be 50%, FY27, 75%, and FY28, about 90%. So when you said FY28, 90%, you're also assuming the brownfield of Unit 3 also, right? Even that will be all combined at company level, you will be at 90% by FY28.
Yes, sir. That will be precisely 23,600 metric ton multiplied by 90%.
Understood. Okay. So this is all I wanted to understand. So thank you for the update. If any words you would like to say yourself in terms of any business updates that investors should know, or how the company is looking for the next 3 to 5 years, even after this brownfield gets done, what next that you have in mind?
Of course, yes, from our side, we are working on that, and it's a little bit early to share about our future plan and goal. Of course, yes, time to time, we will update you to our all shareholders.
No problem. Take care. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
We'll take the next question from Ms. Nupur.
Yeah, hello everyone.
Nice.
Am I audible?
Yes, madam.
So, sir, my first question is that when company was coming up with its IPO, so for considering CapEx, your company considered three companies. So can you please share with us that which of the company got the, you know, tender, or which company got the contract? You mentioned three companies.
Sir, madam, Trestone Consultancy was finalized, taking into account brownfield expansion that was supposed to be carried out as well.
Okay, so rest of the two companies, Concept Pharma and Nataraj Engineering, they were not considered.
Yes, that needs to be read with the brownfield expansion, which was planned later on.
Okay. So I mean, those two companies, Concept and Nataraj, I mean, why these companies were considered when already those companies were going off for strike off?
As per the regulator guidelines in place, what we understand that at least three quotations are mandatory. And say, before starting or executing any kind of work, or say if you use the word strike off, it is premature for us to assume that that company won't be feasible to handle this level of project.
Okay, but if I consider your draft letter of offer with respect to right issue, again, these two companies, especially Concept Pharma and Nataraj Engineering, here also these two companies are mentioned. And since that time, it was having the status of strike off.
Madam, to the extent what we understand, if you are referring to DLF, Concept Pharma has not been considered.
Okay. Then what about Ohm Engineering?
That is considered.
Yeah, though. Can you please share the name of this company, Ohm Engineering? It's like Ohm Engineering Private Limited or something like that. Which company is this? Because you've just mentioned Ohm Engineering.
Madam, it's a partnership firm, so it's Ohm Engineering only. Okay. We have mentioned the entire name of the firm.
There's one more question about the related party transactions.
Yes, please.
The company is entering into related party transactions. So can you please share that there are few companies with from whom you're purchasing your goods and again you're selling the same. So there is some works contract sort of thing or what it is exactly?
Madam, at times to address the business needs and to ensure that the actual name of the say end users are not revealed, say companies are say compelled or there is a specific reason why the related party route is adopted. So there is no other reason why, say, related party was used for the particular transactions.
But then, Ghanshyamji, sorry to interrupt. So I'm with the Nupur's team. If you're buying from an entity and selling to them, you have to do it at arm's length pricing. You have to leave some margin on the table. So you have to leave some margin on the table, right? So that margin is being absorbed by the related party then. So that's a margin.
What happens in that case, if we take an say live example, if you are going to say procure say major raw material named wood pulp from the related party, what will happen that the particular set of manufacturer of wood pulp, or rather the importer of wood pulp who has actually imported the goods, the related party purchases the goods on ICS basis from the importer and then send the goods to us. We directly cannot approach to the importer of the raw material, taking into account other suppliers and the relation what we have with the other suppliers in place.
And then why do you sell back to them and what do you sell to them?
Sir, the product is different. Especially kya hota hai ki domestic market mein, our business model is such that we are not targeting the end user. Until now, we didn't used to target the end user. So, in order to ensure that the end users are targeted, the sales is done through a related party. And at the end, the related party selling goods to the end user. So, kya hota hai ki commission ek ka agent ka jo paisa hota hai, wo bhi bach jata hai, aur humara jo relation hota hai commission agent ke saath, that also it's taken into account. So, it's about a balancing act that we generally tend to carry out.
Also, your related party jo hai, ye subsidiary hamari kisse related hai? Matlab, in what form is this related to us?
We don't have any subsidiary.
सब्सिडी नहीं है तो लीड पार्टी किस किसकी मतलब विच ऑफ द डायरेक्टर्स या किसकी होल्डिंग है इसमें क्या
सर आई थिंक एक जो डायरेक्टर है उसके ब्रदर इज द पार्टनर इन दैट फॉर्म
अच्छा एंड उस कंपनी का प्राइमरी मोटिव यही है हमारा सपोर्ट करना फॉर बाइंग एंड देन सेलिंग
सर दे माइट बी डीलिंग विद डिफरेंट प्रोडक्ट्स रूटीन ट्रेडिंग एक्टिविटीज करती होती है उसके हिसाब से अपार्ट फ्रॉम द एक्टिविटीज दैट यू हैव लिस्टेड
ओके ओके सिमिलरली एक डोनेशन और था नूपुर वाज इट अ लैंड परचेज फ्रॉम अ ग्रुप कंपनी
यस 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 इट वाज विद रिस्पेक्ट टू लैंड परचेज
सर ये थोड़ा बताएंगे इस बारे में आई थिंक यू हैव अ ग्रुप कंपनी व्हिच इज अ डेवलपर कंपनी एंड उससे लैंड परचेज किया था अभी ये वाला थर्ड साइट का
Sir, if we refer to the current financials and the related party was till the month of December only. say partners in group, and there were say around 12 to 13 partners were there. So being a strict critic of the law, it was classified under related party. But in no way it was a kind of a related party transaction.
One second. Nupur, can you mute yourself? One second. हाँ सर, जो लैंड परचेज किया है हमने वो हमारी ग्रुप कंपनी है ना?
नहीं सर,
तो फिर
और
ये डेट अपने को ही बात सर होता क्या है सर, द लैंड डेट वोट इट वाज रिक्वायर्ड एन नेगोशिएशन विद द फार्मर्स. तो क्या होता है कि हमको एनएल लैंड परचेस करने का था, तो बीइंग एन लिस्टेड कंपनी इट वाज डिफिकल्ट फॉर अस टू हैव एन डायरेक्ट डीलिंग विद द फार्मर्स बिकॉज दे वेर ऑफ द ओपिनियन दैट दे आर गोइंग टू सेल द एग्रीकल्चर लैंड. सो द मीडिएटर आई होप यू आर रिफरिंग टू नेम जसवर डेवलपर्स, दे नेगोशिएटेड एंड एंश्योर्ड दैट द ऑल द एनए प्रोसेस इज बीन टेकन केयर ऑफ. अपार्ट फ्रॉम दैट देयर इज नथिंग वेर इन वाई द रिक्वायरमेंट ऑफ जसवर डेवलपर्स वॉज देयर.
Mr. Sahil, you can ask your question now.
So there's one more question with respect to the criminal proceedings against the group companies or entities. That was Ashutosh Corporate LLP. What exactly the case was?
If we talk about Ashutosh Corporate LLP, so we have received one matter from the same segment of PVC and plastics. So already we have taken care of, sufficient taken care of under the name of Kaka brand. So already we have registered since more than you can say 10 years. So against that, actually, we have received the case matter. So it's in a positive way from for Ashutosh in favor.
Okay. There was a case against a case by Gujarat Pollution Control Board, and the contingent liability was somewhere amounting 4.11 CR. So yes, what's madam. The status of that case?
Madam, this is an say if we say quantify or rather the if we classify the say quantum of contingent liability, it's in a very remote amount, or rather the probability of the event occurring in negative in our favor is quite remote. So basically, it won't have any effect on the financials. It was a general notice which was given by GPCB to all the surrounding units amounting to around, say, around 50 units. So there are many big pharma and chemical players who have served that notice. So we don't expect that notice to have an impact in our financials going ahead in future.
Steering was done in 24.
Okay. In RHP, one more thing was mentioned that you don't have your own trademarks legally at that time of IPO. So what's the scenario right now? Today, are you having trademarks in your name or still, you're going through that process already? You're waiting for the same. Are you having any trademarks in your name, in the name of the company actually?
The one logo that has been, we have received the registration for it, rest of the matter is under sub judice, and we are expecting a positive response out of it. So as of now, if we talk precisely, formal registration is yet awaited.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Sahil, you can ask your question now.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for giving the opportunity. Sir, I want to know the level of customer stickiness in your business. So, may I know what percentage of your business revenue come from repeat customer versus new customers?
90% is from the regular customers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do we have any exclusive agreements or long-term contracts with the major clients that contributes to the revenue stability?
Yes, we do have.
Okay. For what tenure generally do we have the long-term contracts?
Normally it is for 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. My next question is around the order book. So what is the current size of your order book? as compared to the last year?
Sir, at present, if we talk about the export market, it's around, say, roughly it's around 2.5 months. And for domestic markets, around 2 months. If we compare it to last year, it is we can say it is on similar lines.
So can you also tell me in amount terms, basically?
Sir, I can share you the quantitative, say, quantity. Amount will be as we have stated earlier, that might fluctuate taking into account the prices of the raw material. So, say, for export market, we have around 1,800 to 2,000 metric ton orders on hand. And for domestic markets, it's around 800 metric ton.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Yes, please.
Mr. Varun, you can ask your question now.
Thanks for the opportunity again. So for unit 3, which is going to the capacity utilization of 90% in 3 years from now. So at 90%, approximately, what will be the revenue potential of that plant?
Sir, it will be anywhere between 380 to 400 on a standalone basis. Taking into account expansion as well. So it will be a kind of an 14,600 metric ton, 12,000 for MCC and 2,400 for CCS. 400, yes.
380 to 450, you're talking about the entire company, right?
No, sir. I'm talking about standalone unit 3 and expansion that what you are coming out with.
Achha,
in the unit 3 itself.
The brownfield and unit 3 combined, you're saying?
Exactly, sir. Brownfield mein, sir, 1,000 metric ton per month ki capacity hai. That is MCC. And yahan pe jo bhi apne jo greenfield ki baat kar rahe, that is 2,400.
Right.
So naturally, we are expecting an increase in the price of MCC as well going ahead. So apne apne 3 saal ki baat kar rahe, so we need to take into account this as well. Kyunki abhi jaise dollar current 60 se gradually increase hote hote abhi 86 pe aa gaya hai. So in 3 years time, on a conservative basis, if we appreciate dollar to appreciate by around 7% also, so wo to bhi side mein abhi, we are not taking into account that factor at present while quoting this figure.
Right. Aur ye jo 90% tha, just a clarification, 90% what we are talking about, that is utilization of only unit 3 or the entire company?
Sir, after span of 3 years, as unit 1 and unit 2 is already occupied with almost 100% to 95% capacity.
Yes.
So, say if we are talking about financial year 28 as of now, so as a company as a whole, we can expect capacity utilization of around 90 to 95%.
Understood. So this new capex, brownfield capex, which we are doing with the rights issue, how much are we investing in that?
Sir, so there are two factors involved in it. Say. Partially, it will be funded out of right issue, and say the other part that is around 30 to 40% will be funded out of internal accruals. So the capex size will be around 55 to 60 crores, excluding the amount of land. Land will be, say, land is already procured by us, even the land development work is taken care of.
Okay, understood. And post the rights issue, the promoter's holding will be same or it will go down?
Sir, your voice is not audible.
Post the rights issue,
promoters holding
same or it will go down?
Sir, I can comment about the present holding structure and say tentatively about right issue as well. We expect it to be on a similar lines.
Okay. And why are we not exploring the way of taking some debt instead of entirely equity?
Sir, that we are thinking to take debt for the working capital limits that we are going to have for the unit 3 as a whole. So debt will be always be there. We are going to leverage it, no doubt about it. But taking debt at present may result into an say increase in the capex by say incurring say interest cost from day one,
right,
excluding the moratorium period.
So my concern is we are already at 55% promoter holding. And if we keep doing fundraising continuously, then the holding may further...
Sir, your voice is not audible.
No, I'm just saying our promoter holding is about 55%. If we keep doing capex and keep raising fresh funds, it may go down in the future. That in that angle, I was asking, why are we not exploring debt?
Sir, your voice is not audible.
Am I not audible? Hello? Hello?
Sir, it is audible. Pratik, sir, there's some issue at your end.
Madam, we are trying to fix it out. Give me a minute, please.
Yeah, अभी आ रही है आवाज़?
Yes, please. Now it's audible.
मैं ये angle से पूछ रहा था कि because we are continuously doing capex and next 2-3 साल में ये भी use हो जाएगा. So if you want to scale further and if you continuously do fresh fundraising, the promoter holding may again go down. So that's why are we not considering debt as an option? I was asking.
Sir, debt is into consideration, but at present, if we have an adequate facility for with Kotak Mahindra Bank Limited, for which working capital limits are there for unit 1 and unit 2, for working capital requirement of unit 3 as a whole, including the expansion that what you are coming out with, we are going to avail a certain debt portion, and if we required, even for the capex, the balance capex, that we are trying to manage it out of internal accruals. So we want to ensure that the internal accruals are taken into account or that are invested first before opting for debt. Getting debt won't be a big issue for us.
Right.
So that is always on cards, and that is not something which we have ruled out.
Right. Okay, one last question. In H1 of this year, why did we see the margins compress a bit?
Sir, I hope you're talking about the PAT margins.
Yeah, PAT or EBITDA.
Sir, PAT margins is, I think, on a similar lines to the extent detail available with me. It is around 13%. For the last financial year, it was around 12.29%.
No, that is because of the other income. I'm talking about EBITDA. Last year, September, we did 18% around, and this year about 15%. So what was the main reason behind it? Was it a raw material cost inflation or?
Yes, sir. There were a couple of factors in place. One was the import price of raw material and the ocean freight charges, because most of our business is on CIF basis when it comes to export. And to an extent, increase in the price of coal. I think most of the players face that problem.
Okay.
Coal is also one of the ancillary products that is used for heat generation, produce MCC.
Got it. Thank you so much for patiently answering all my questions. All the best.
It's our pleasure, sir.
Next question we'll take from Mr. Utkarsh.
Yes. A couple of more questions at my end. Firstly, I can see from our annual report that we deliver a good set CIF. So how do we plan to hedge or and if there is any rise in export like freight cost, then how do we plan to manage it?
Sir, there are 2-3 factors we need to say. It is like connecting the dots. We maintain sufficient inventory for the raw material, so that is already taken care by us. So, and if you talk about the ocean freight charges, it is back to pre-COVID levels. So even though we understand the present situation of the Red Sea, that what you might be intending to question, but since last 1.5 years, we are seeing a continuous drop in the price of ocean freight charges instead of the increase in the ocean freight charges. And we have a kind of understanding between the CHA and forwarders. So more or less that prices are taken into account while quoting to the customer.
All right. And any plans we have to have more open interaction with the general investors, general public investors, because right now we do not do any con call with outside investors or any PPTs are also not shared. Any plans to hire any IR firm for that?
We have already have IR team in place. Rather, they have say they are part of this present meeting. Fin portal.
So can we expect a presentation after the second half results?
Definitely we'll try to ensure that the same is taken care of.
All right. Thank you so much.
Miss Nupur, you can ask your question.
Yeah. So one thing I just wanted to ask about the CSR activities of the company. Company is spending somewhere around 21 lakhs in CSR. So under what head you're spending this money?
Madam, it's towards women empowerment.
It's totally towards women empowerment.
Yes, sir, and it's totally towards women empowerment, and we have outsourced the entire work to a particular NGO registered nurse under ROC.
Okay. Yeah, because in annual report, there are three things mentioned. Women empowerment, improving life standard of women and all that, child education, something, something.
That has been mentioned, taken into account, say, NDU certificate based upon a year-on-year basis. So, just say, is saal ka kiya hai, last saal ka kiya hai, toh teen note likhi hui hai, toh we need to refer the note for the individual year that has been mentioned over there.
Yeah, three notes are mentioned. In the first note,
Exactly.
it's
So,
mentioned company is required to spend liability for a financial year 23-24. So what is meant
yes.
by that liability? This amount or something else?
Yes. This is the amount that we are supposed to spend by the end of the fiscal. So that has already been taken care in the month of October.
Okay. And there's one more thing about the audit fees.
Yes, please.
In 2023, it was 2.25, and this time it's 7.5. Reason behind this increase?
Madam, 2022-23, I think, say, we are not a listed entity. Now we are listed entity, and for the say last fiscal, there was an retirement rotation clause that was applicable. So we have an altogether different level of CA firm in place, TRZ and Company LLP, who are the amongst the most reputed CA firms in India. So the definitely and looking to the say quarterly and say half yearly compliances that is placed, which was not there earlier, the fees are going to naturally be on higher side. At least for the say if you make an apple to apple comparison for fiscal 2022-23 and 2023-24, you won't see much rise in the fee structure from 2024-25.
Okay. So have you, hello, am I audible?
Yes.
So have you appointed cost auditor in your company for the first time, or there was some appointment, a reappointment, something like that?
Cost auditor is there in place from which work from the applicability of the cost auditors. Chirag Mote is the cost auditor of the company since last 3 years.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have any other question? Okay, as there are no further questions, Pratik sir, please give closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. And I think we'll try to meet frequently and as and when required from your end. And we'll try to implement the suggestions that you have shared with us about sharing the PPT of the entire fiscal. Generally, it is there in the form of annual report, but we'll try to share the PPT as well along with the say audit report that we are going to share post 31st. I mean to say at the time of declaring results.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank
On
you.
behalf of Axen Microcell Limited, I thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect from the meeting.